Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Details of the Wake Up Call with me, your host, Richard Martin, from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 24th, 2017. The evidence that the US economy is grinding to a halt keeps pouring in almost daily. As to the US economy's slide towards the flat line or below, there can be little doubt. Business lending is down, core retail sales and industrial production is down. Factory production fell 0.4% in March, its largest drop since February 2015. March job figures revealed a non-farm payroll increase of just 98,000. The average expectations among the smart set projected a gain of 180,000. Meanwhile, 10 days ago, the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now indicator weighed in with a growth figure of just 0.5% for the first quarter of the year. Stall speed, essentially. All this after 94 months of the most tepid recovery in modern history. There's no other way to describe it. Moreover, what's happening is not merely cyclical in the traditional sense. Debt-encumbered American consumers are dropping, not shopping, because this entire so-called recovery has been wasted. That is, consumers can't spend energetically because there's been no significant deleveraging since the 2008 crisis. In fact, notwithstanding a five-fold gain in the Fed's balance sheet, from $900 billion on the eve of the Lehman meltdown to $4.5 trillion today, the Keynesian central bankers simply couldn't cause consumers to borrow and spend their way to prosperity. They are impaled on peak debt. So the residual bullishness and the buy-the-dips robo-trading that temporarily suspended and sustained the dot-com bubble through March 2000 and the housing and credit bubble through September 2008 will finally soon give way, because the Fed is out of dry powder and the Keynesian money printers who run it are already marching against the tide, raising interest rates and preparing to shrink its bloated balance sheets in order to prepare for the next recession. Indeed, given this backdrop and a global economy that is freighted down under $225 trillion of debt and massive excess capacity, the stock market is surely in the midst of the everything bubble. Well, I've got a lot for the show today, ladies and gentlemen. I shall be talking, to start with, about North Korea and giving you some of the ugly history about that country, which I am quite sure none of you are ever taught in American schools. You will, however, be taught today. Then we will talk a little bit about the poor soul who was ripped off the United Airlines flight, and what that has in store for us in more detailed situations. Donald Trump and his super MOAB, the mother of all bombs, have a little word about that. Retail bankruptcies growing by the minute. And then we're going to talk about the Syrian situation, again, from a point of view that probably none of you have heard up till now. All of this available to you if you would be kind enough to sign up and donate $70 quarterly to my show. You can do this by going to the following website, www.richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com, where you will find on the left-hand side the donate button. please follow the instructions. As I say, I'm asking for $70, but $30 is the minimum for those for whom $70 represents a steep climb. So, 1 hour show twice a week on Mondays and Fridays will be available to you. I hope you enjoy them. And in the meantime, because it is Monday and it is a week ahead, I wish you all the very best. And this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Friday.
And there you have it. You decide.